CTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Last trading day of the year. So before anything else, here's wishing all of you a very happy new year and may the new year 2022 ring in good health for everyone. But talking about equity market cues, well, on the lighter side, markets in Japan and South Korea shut today. Markets in Australia, Hong Kong, Singapore will shut early today. So that in itself will lighten up the volumes in our own markets from the foreign investors. The US markets ended mildly lower, Dow down 0.3%, the S&P 500 lower by 0.3%, and the NASDAQ was down by about 0.2%. Expect a quiet day of trading. Talking about cues, we've got the GST Council meet where maybe they could take up the issue about the increase in the GST on textiles from 5 to 12%, which is effective 1st of January, because there has been opposition against this. So that's going to be something to watch. Auto sales numbers will trickle in over the weekend, and then we'll be talking about the earnings season to provide direction to our own markets. Infosys, TCS both report numbers on 12th of Jan. COVID cases continue to rise in India. India has recorded about 16,700 COVID infections on Thursday, an increase of 27% the previous day. The case count has gone up 2.6 times from Monday, which was about 6,200. Individual city count too is rising rapidly. Mumbai is now at 3,671, Delhi at 1,313. So that continues to remain a worry, though a lot of experts are still saying that the severity of these COVID infections is on the lower side, but it's important to stay vigilant and mask up. The FII sold 986 crore in the cash market yesterday. The DIIs bought 577 crore in the cash market. Talking about individual names, CMS Info will be listing today. Expect a tepid listing. The overall subscription too was 1.95 times. Auto companies will be on our radar ahead of the sales numbers. IDFC First Bank Board has given an in-principle nod to merge IDFC and IDFC Financial with IDFC First Bank. So the board has formed a committee for capital raising, corporate restructuring. PB FinTech has approved an investment of 700 crores in one or more tranches in Policy Bazaar. There will be 9 stocks available for trading in futures and options from today. So GNFC, Hindustan Copper, Rain Industries, Tata Communication, IDFC Limited, Honeywell Automation. So these stocks could show some excitement. With that, I'm wrap out of this last podcast of 2021. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much for listening. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.